A British court considers what could be the biggest class action lawsuit ever in the UK against VW.
If the damages that we saw in the States are replicated, it could be existential.
This is the Marketplace Morning Report, live from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. The British High Court begins a hearing today to decide if there should be group litigation against Volkswagen. In 2016, a US judge approved a $15 billion settlement that forced VW to compensate affected drivers in the diesel emissions scandal. Lincoln Jopp is strategic director at Tantalum Connected Car, an automotive research agency.
VW sold about 1.2 million of these dodgy diesel vehicles in the UK. That's of a population of 11 million that they sold worldwide. And so only 60,000 people so far have signed up to the class action, which is being considered at the High Court today. One of the things that the High Court's going to do is to set a deadline for joining the class action. Because they haven't yet decided on who the lead lawyer is, another thing they're going to decide today, presumably no one's put the advertising money in order to be able to draw from that 1.1 million pool more than 60,000. And I would think that that's going to be the next step after this week.
So in other words, a much bigger scale of a problem here in the UK compared, say, to the US.
The US traditionally buy far fewer diesels than the UK and Europe. And in fact, many countries in Europe had been encouraging, through tax breaks, people to buy diesels up until about 3 or 4 years ago.
So what could this mean for VW?
If the damages that we saw in the States are replicated across the whole 11 million population of dodgy diesels that are out there, it could be existential. I think that that's less likely for that very reason. And European courts, I think, are probably going to look at it in a slightly different way to the way in which US courts have. The huge number of jobs in the UK, in Germany, and across Europe attributed to the car industry. Europe's a massive exporter of cars. Seeing one of the absolute giants of the automotive industry be brought down by punitive damages, I just can't see happening.
Lincoln Jopp, let's do the numbers. Global markets are higher after yesterday's rally on Wall Street as prospects of a global trade war diminish. And Novartis sold its stake in a joint venture with GlaxoSmithKline on consumer health to its rival for $13 billion so it can focus on its core business. News of the deal is sending shares of both health giants higher. Now, speaking of health, 50,000 people die in Europe and the US combined from diseases resistant to antibiotics. Yet a new study says antibiotic use globally increased by 65% between 2000 and 2015 and is expected to rise even more. Dr. Ramanan Lakshminarayan, director of the Center for Disease Dynamics, Economics and Policy in Washington, co-authored the study.
Much of the increase was in the so-called developing world in low and middle income countries, where use went up by 114%. There is good news here, which is people who previously didn't have access to antibiotics do have access, and I think it's important to applaud that. But it's also likely that many of the antibiotics here are being used inappropriately because a lot of the increase has been in antibiotics that are more expensive, that one would not necessarily need to deal with common bacterial infections. And so the profile of antibiotics doesn't necessarily match this access story in a clear way, and that's the reason for concern. We are simply not taking this problem as seriously as we ourselves know it to be. We know that there are people dying in hospitals who cannot be treated or nothing can be done for them because the drugs don't work, whereas 5 years ago the drugs would have worked. And it's precisely this unwillingness to change. Even in high-income countries, per capita consumption has simply not gone down.
Dr. Ramanan Lakshminarayan. Rome is eternal. Unfortunately, so it seems, is its garbage problem. Since 2016, the Five Star Movement has been in charge of Rome, and it could also end up governing the country. The BBC's James Reynolds reports.
One group is fed up with drowning in rubbish. Retake Rome is a volunteer organization which scrubs, sweeps, and polishes the city's rundown parks and streets. Melissa is a teacher.
This is the place where I live, and I want Rome to be clean. I think that the problems of Rome are the lack of education and the indifference.
Barbara Marchetti is the local organizer. She scrubs down a sorry-looking playground.
Instead of complaining and being pessimistic, we want to take action, to volunteer. Things can change, but they have to start from us.
There is one piece of Rome which is immaculate, and it's not under the jurisdiction of the Italian government. That is the Vatican.
But in the Roman suburb of Torbe la Monaca, the rubbish is astonishing. It would be hard to hide anything from your neighbours here. Almost everything anyone's bought, used and thrown away overflows onto the streets. The rubbish is a metre high, this woman says. It smells horrible. The situation is out of control.
It's past midnight, and here's the happiest sound in Rome of the street sweepers. Ciao, puliamo la città, certo? I said, let's clean the streets. And the very kind man in his orange fluorescent uniform agrees with me. He will clean the streets. You don't get to see them that often. So when you do, in Rome, you're always pretty happy.
James Reynolds. Finally, news from Nestle that they can make food with a third less sugar, which tastes the same, by hollowing out the sugar molecules. I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.